Speaking to members of the Senate Children, Families, and Elder Affairs Subcommittee Thursday, Florida Department of Children and Family Secretary Mike Carroll joked about his tenure so far. He's Governor Rick Scott's third appointment to the position.
I've had a relatively short tenure. I'll tell you an interesting anecdote. I've been the secretary 20 months now, not yet confirmed. The average tenure is about 18 months, so I'm feeling like I'm doing pretty good, you know?
But on a more serious note, Carroll spoke about his achievements as well as areas for improvement. Among the positives, he says, is further implementation of a new child welfare reform law. Carroll's agency has been under scrutiny for a spate of child deaths that have occurred under their supervision. And he says that's something he's really trying to change.
Can't be more proud of the folks that work for this department and the folks that we partner with. So while I may not commit to you that will prevent every tragedy, I will commit to you once again that we will continue to work with this committee, staff on this committee, our partners on the ground who work with us every day to keep people safe, to make sure that we get better and that we get it right more times than we get it wrong. And I think that we can do that. I sure would like to end child deaths where I then have to go back and explain opportunities that we missed to keep kids safe.
Venice Republican Senator Nancy Dieter thinks Carroll is doing a good job so far.
I mean, Secretary Carroll, if I had your job, I would probably not sleep nights knowing what you know and what you have to deal with. And when you're making a decision that could be the death of a baby or the life of a baby, it's very difficult to sleep.
And child advocate Jack Levine, founder of Four Generations, was among those who had more good things to say about Carroll.
This has been the 14th secretary 14. Whom I've had the opportunity to work with. And he has shown a diversity of community-based organizations, some of which are represented here in this very room, that working together is a way to really make progress. And I credit him for that. Second of all, as we perfect our postmortems, he has also shown us that prevention is the key.
In addition to Carroll, the panel also unanimously confirmed Agency for Persons with Disabilities Director Barbara Palmer and Florida Department of Elder Affairs Secretary Sam Verghese. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.